Dinner with Mugabe, the untold story of a freedom fighter who became a tyrant. Written by Heidi Holland and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. The identity of my dinner guest was to remain a secret until we met. A friend, a constitutional expert and fellow activist, had asked if he could hold a secret meeting at my house. My job was simply to provide a safe private place and dinner. So I gave the nanny who helped take care of my toddler the day off and busied myself in the kitchen preparing a chicken for the oven. After dark, a taxi drew up outside my ranch-style home. I heard my friend's voice as he stepped out of the vehicle with another man, who was wearing a hat pulled down over his forehead. It wasn't until he stood under the veranda light and looked up as we greeted each other that I recognized him. It was Robert Mugabe. He was swaggering awkwardly, as he does still. His shoulders were stooped a bit, and he looked lean and agile, as if ready and able to sprint. It was 1975, a momentous year for Mugabe. I did not know it then, but he was about to escape into neighboring Mozambique, having been released from 11 years of political imprisonment, but knowing he might be rearrested at any time. Across the border, he was to begin building his guerrilla power base just a few weeks after coming to dinner at my house. I was more concerned about cooking than politics that night. Knowing too many of the details that might interest the security police was a dangerous burden, so I asked no questions. Mugabe had arrived later than expected, announcing that he would soon be fetched to catch a 9 p.m. train at Salisbury's Park Station. I fled to the kitchen to speed up the meal.